Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This past Monday, we talked about a new mobile app that could assist farmers with sales decisions for their crops. Today, we're focusing on storage alternatives.
I mean, we've had an abundant crop, blessed to have yields that are actually a little higher than the national average with all three crops, major crops that we grow in Kentucky, corn, soybeans, and wheat this year. But there's always a concern when the prices are low. Usually big crops drive prices down, and it puts pressure on storage, and that's where we are this year.
UK Ag engineer Sam McNeil says there's a just updated publication available to help farmers evaluate their options when dealing with limited existing storage.
The first thing they'll look at is converting a machinery storage shed is what I'm really talking about, where we have a concrete floor. It's not so wide that it's, you know, it's easily managed. You can fill it fairly easily. You can empty it fairly easily with some of the same equipment that you would use for a grain bin, for example. But then you would also need to plan for some aeration, and generally for buildings up to about 40 feet wide, a single aeration duct down the middle will usually suffice, just needs to be sized properly.
McNeil and UK safety specialist Mark Pershwitz each contributed to the update of the Midwest Plan Service Grain Drying, Handling, and Storage Workbook. Order information can be found online by searching MWPS-13. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with UK Ag engineer Sam McNeil about alternative grain storage options. I asked him about percentage of losses when storing grain.
Just throwing some numbers out there, I would say for conventional storage, we're talking about metal storage bins, we might have 1% or 2% loss at the most, generally less than that, maybe 0.5%. These other storage structures are less ideal, so maybe double that, 2 to 3%.
Given the volumes we're talking about, he feels it's wise for farmers to spend as much attention to storing their grain as they did producing it.
It is. I believe there's a lot of time and attention spent to monitoring the crop in the field, and that needs to carry over into the storage period because we have a lot of money invested even though prices are down. You can have $10,000 in a small pile of grain or a small bin of grain. You know, it adds up very quickly because of the volumes we're talking about.
That publication is MWPS-13. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.